Students face discipline for wearing Trump's wall t-shirts to Wisconsin high school rally. By Joel B. Polak on October 3, 2021. Students at Racine Lutheran High School in Racine, Wisconsin, are facing discipline after wearing red t-shirts with the slogan Trump's wall on them to a pep rally for homecoming last week, sparking protests among fellow students. The Journal Times reported. Just like most high schools, Racine Lutheran High School celebrated homecoming with Spirit Week, complete with a volleyball tournament and design shirts. One team opted to wear shirts with a brick design and the phrase Trump's wall. A group of minority students called attention to the incident and wore all black in protest. They also met with administration Friday and plan to do so again on Monday. While the shirt designs did not receive the necessary approval to be worn at the game, the students wore them underneath other clothes and revealed them right as they went to enter the court. Racine Lutheran Executive Director Principal David Burgess said the students were then given alternate shirts to wear and would face disciplinary action. Local Hispanic advocacy groups, including Forward Latino and the League of United Latin American Citizens, approached the school, according to a statement by the school quoted by Milwaukee area CBS affiliate WDJT. It is not clear what students meant to convey with the t-shirts. One of the students appeared to be mimicking gang signs with his hands. Some accuse the students of racism. There are renewed calls for a wall along the southern U.S. border. President Donald Trump's signature project, halted by the Biden administration, as hundreds of thousands of migrants continue to pour across it. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.